Welcome back to the podcast. This will be show 137, and it's all about Holger Week. We have Mr. Holger and we have John Farnan back for another go. And it was a fun show. We talked about the winners and talked about Holger Week, talked about a lot of other images that drew our attention, and lots of other fun stuff too. Hello and welcome back to the Lensless Podcast. This is show 137. Boy, that's a lot of shows, isn't it? Not as many as some, but a lot for a fairly niche podcast. So first of all, before we introduce my two fellow sort of co-hosts tonight, let's thank Celine Pilch, who I chatted with a week or two ago on show 136. And that was such a lovely conversation. I can't actually think we didn't really talk all that much about pinhole photography, but we did here and there. But I found it fascinating. I've no idea if you guys did. But she's coming back on again, probably before Christmas, if we can squeeze her in. And we're going to look a lot more at her work and processes and, you know, a bit of gear and technique and that sort of thing, and her inspiration for her work. So we look forward to part two with Celine. But from today, I was thinking it was the first time we've had three people on from three different countries, but we have before. We've had Corey on, we've had I've forgotten his name, and he's an admin for the podcast as well, the Welshman, for goodness sake. Anyway, we've had him on and me. Help me out here, John.
Yeah, you've had me on as well.
Well, we've had lots of times we've had three people on. So welcome back, John Farnan, to the podcast. It seems we can't keep you away. Your audio is really good this time. So wherever you are, just stay there.
Yeah, don't move.
And we've also all the way. So you're now in you're still in Scotland, but you're in Dumfries or somewhere.
Yeah, a village called Portling, which is right on the coast.
Lovely. Well, you can tell us more about that in a moment. And all the way from Dallas, Texas, wearing his big hat, because that's what people in Texas do, is Mr. Holger. How you doing, matey?
Howdy, y'all.
Yeah, is it damn sight warmer in Texas than it is in England and Scotland?
Oh, it is quite a bit warmer today. You're going to make me do the math, though.
Mm-hmm. No, you can talk in old-fashioned Fahrenheit if you want to.
Old-fashioned Fahrenheit. It's about 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's pretty chilly, isn't it?
For you guys, that's 10.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's nippy.
It's probably gonna get a little bit warmer to. Let's see here. It'll get up to about 15 later today. Not quite warm enough to develop film, but black and white film. But you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that fairly typical for this time of the year then?
We are on the downside of cold. Yes, definitely. So it's just the mornings are cold, the afternoons are hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. And John, where you are, it's evening time now, but it's been bright and sunny. What you've been up to today then on your little break away from home?
Well, today I went up to the Eddington Munitions Works, just outside where I am. That was really cool. It was an old munitions factory. It was built for World War II. It's now kind of demolished, but there's still remnants of it there. So I was out of my reality so subtle cameras as ever, and a little bit of Provia loaded today because it was bright sunny.
You got to take advantage. You up in Scotland, you can't use colour film much because it's just so bleak and horrible all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just so bleak, you know. But it was lovely frost on the ground as well. And that was at 2 o'clock this afternoon, so it's still pretty nippy.
I was looking on the podcast feed just before we started recording, and Rene was trying out his new super wide Mir pinhole camera. I think it's so thin. I don't know quite how wide it is, but he showed a photograph of this thing plonked on the table, And it seemed to be quite, you know, pretty much next to his wife drinking coffee. And when he showed the image, it was like she was about 2 miles away. It's amazing.
I saw it. What did they say? Was it 9 millimeters or something?
It's I really struggle with such wide angle things, that, you know, because you've just got to use. Do you just have to put it really close to everything, don't you? It's like that. You showed a picture of a bench the other day, didn't you, on the group?
Yeah.
And what camera was that? The bench. You said it was virtually touching, but even then, it seemed in the image, it was quite a distance away from it, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the 8 banner.
That new one you bought that you were telling me about a few weeks ago.
6x12 camera. And it literally was, you know, maybe about an inch away from it. And it looks like it's about a mile away in the distance. It's crazy wide.
Yeah. I like the challenge of using a longer focal length, if we can call it that, pinhole camera. I haven't really made many successful images with a longer focal length, but I quite like the challenge of it. Because everyone does really wide angle, distorted, let's get close, don't they? That's kind of old hat when it comes to pinhole photography. Do you not think?
But it still looks lovely.
One gentleman at a time. This is the trouble with three of us. We're going to, and I can't see you, so you can't put your hands up and say, "I want to talk." What do you think, Michael? What's your favourite focal length, if we can call it that, without being shouted at pinhole? Do you like the wide, or do you like the slightly longer?
I do like the wide, but unfortunately, I haven't have any long focal length ones like the telephoto or anything like that.
But you've made quite a few, haven't you, out of bits of foam core?
I have, and I think at most the distance has probably been, I don't know, like 2 inches, you know, from front to back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's pretty decent, but it's not anything super big.
For what film format are we talking about there?
Anytime I make one, it's like 120 film. So
okay, yeah. Well, that's a bit longer than most, isn't it? But most that you sort of commercial, I suppose. It's not like 9 millimeters stupid wide.
Right. Well, I mean, what I was trying to do when I was building that was try and build a perfect cube where the 120 film rolls were kind of towards the front of the camera, and of course the back of the camera is where it's taking it. Hopefully it's like maybe 3 by 3 inches square or something like that. That's what I was kind of going for.
Is that, have you talked about that on one of your videos with Todd on Don's Use Photo videos?
No, I haven't. We haven't talked about pinhole in quite some time there. It's mm-hmm. always a popular subject when we do talk about it, but we haven't discussed pinhole in a while. Normally, we talk about it in April.
Yeah, I remember diving into a video where you were showing, I don't know if it was the last time you spoke about pinhole, but you did have a big pile of foam core, black foam core, I think probably about 5-6 mil thick or something, maybe a bit. And then you were showing showing Todd some of the cameras that you'd made. That was a while ago. That was a while ago, wasn't it?
It was a while ago. I think I'm probably going to up my game here soon. My brother is trying to pawn off one of his used 3D printers on me, and I think I'm going to be 3D printing some cameras here soon.
Ooh, well, John's doing that. Yeah. What? How proficient are you now, John, with 3D printing?
Proficient. I'm absolutely useless at designing things. I'm getting there, but my printing skills, or the skills of the printer.
Yeah, you don't do anything, do you? Don't you just press a button and it does it for you? What possible skill can there be in that?
Yeah, okay.
I love it.
Yeah, I literally just press the button and say print. Hmm. All the hours of sweat, tears and blood I've put into making that design, it's just, don't worry about it.
But you said don't you just download stuff off Thingiverse or whatever that is and print stuff? Or do you still designing things, are you? Yeah, I use design in the loosest possible sense of the word, of course.
Well, but I don't know. You know, I mean, you design something from scratch, it's design.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, I'm teasing you a bit, really, because I wouldn't know where to start, really. So,
but when I went to make a 70 millimeter film cutter this week. I just got it in wood. So I made it.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that picture and I didn't understand what I was looking at. So what was I looking at?
Yeah,
it was a bit of wood with some velvet on it or something, but I didn't understand what it was. It's for cutting down film, is it? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's for cutting down the film, 70mm film down to 120.
Right.
So I tried it with 3D printing in it, and it wasn't as nice as I would have liked it to be, so I just defaulted back to cutting up wood and doing it.
And then you've got this 70mm film from somewhere, and you're... Mm-hmm. Cutting it down. Why are you using that to cut down? Is it because it's an odd stock, something that you can't sort of buy in 120 form?
Well, I've got hundreds and hundreds of feet of a 70mm film. So that was Plus X, which you can't get anymore.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. I understand that. Yeah.
And Plus X is beautiful, as we know. I have some Fuji. That stuff, it's E6 film, and I have a whole load of low ISO film. I must have about 500 feet of it, so I needed to cut it down and just use it.
So do you think you'll ever get through all this film you've got, or will you sort of depart this earth before that stage, do you think?
Probably depart the earth before I'll get through all this film.
So you don't really need to go and buy any more, do you, when we get tempted by all these deals online, you know, these Black Friday deals and things.
But it doesn't matter. I'll still buy it. I love, you know, supporting businesses. You know,
quite right too. Quite right. That's it. That's when I said to you earlier online when we were chatting about buying some. I nearly bought some Ektar because it's available at quite a good price at the moment from Analog Wonderland, some short dated stuff. But I'm still having to shell out £50, 50 of the old English pounds. And that's I've spent quite a bit recently on film and paper and things. So, but I could just tell myself, well, I'm supporting small independent businesses, aren't I? So it's got to be a good thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I've bought from two small businesses. One of them was Analog Wonderland this week, and I prefer to buy from the small guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't make a lot of money on it, but they're supporting the film photography, you know, community in other ways.
Yeah. What where do you buy film from, Michael?
Well, I hate to give it a shout out, but most of the time it's just Don's Used Photo Equipment.
Of course. So. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if it's the same in the US, but I was listening to Nico's Photo News. I don't know if you watch that on YouTube, and he was at a photography fair in Germany recently. And he, a lot of folks were there. It seems like they've got like a little analog section like they have at the photography show in UK now. And he was interviewing the sales director, I think, of Harman or Ilford out of Cheshire. And it was very interesting. It seems that Ilford now are deliberately supporting retailers who take a slightly different approach to sales and marketing these days. You know, they actively support, and I suppose with the best prices, those companies that are promoting workshops and photo walks, putting content out there to help bring new people into film photography. So Ilford are being pretty canny, really, I think, and partnering, that's probably what they're doing, partnering with resellers who are sort of, we might want to call them agile, nimble, innovative, as opposed to, you know, photo stores that we've probably all been into years gone by, who, you know, where you have to dust the cobwebs off things and, you know, shout to the guy behind the counter because he's asleep. so it's hard to find those sort of stores anymore. But, you know, that's the kind of route that Ilford are taking in the UK. Now, I know Ilford had a few issues a few years ago about US distribution, and I don't know why I'm even asking you this, Mr. Holger, because, you know, you're nothing to do with Ilford, but
no,
you've got some experience with Todd and his store there.
Yes.
So, what sort of relationship does he have with Ilford, and do you find that he gets good prices compared with, I don't know, the likes of FPP, who always seem to have quite good deals and things?
I think his prices are pretty good. I mean, he's normally pretty close to whatever the online stores are selling it for. Actually, normally he's less than what they're selling it for.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, because there are some big online stores that are just selling just because they have to type of deal. It's like film's not their business. They do digital, and thus they sell it because they have to. Todd sells film because he wants to, and he's doing a great job of it. And he really promotes the analog community throughout Dallas. I mean, we're very fortunate to have so many actual film processing labs locally. So, you don't actually have to mail the stuff away. You can just, deliver it by hand and pick it up later. It's it's that good. So, And, there are some groups around here. I know the North Texas Film Photography Group. I go out with them periodically, just a bunch of guys shooting film cameras, hanging, I say guys, it's men and women, so I don't want to be singled out here. Just a great bunch of people who get together and show off their Hasselblads or their Mamiyas or their Leicas.
Do you find that when folks go on photo walks, and I go on quite a few, is it an opportunity to bring out the big guns? Is that what you find? I'm going to take my RZ or my RB and just because I can, because it's big.
I have seen people on the photo walks bring out 4x5s. So, I mean, they're obviously they're going to only take one or two photos compared to everybody else who can blow through an entire roll. But just all sorts of camera bling, as I like to call it. A TLR is very attractive.
Yeah. Last one I went on a few weeks ago, I just took my Olympus 35 RC. Before that, it was just my Holger. So I'm a great believer in traveling light for those things, because half the time you're chatting to folks, aren't you? And, just catching up, or, often you don't always take many pictures.
Right. I would used to take a camera bag full of cameras, and now I just bring one camera and a pocket full of film.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's a Holger, Mr. Holger.
Most of the times, yes. Often I will also bring something else sometimes.
You've been out with a pinhole camera, I think, prompted by your appearance on this show. You were photographing a pile of garbage.
Well, it's my annual Black Friday photo walk. It's just a photo walk of one person, but I like to go to some semi-crowded popular area, something like that, and just get out and shoot something. And I shot pinhole, and so whether it's going to a mall or a square or something like that, just people give you strange looks, and you're measuring and you're setting up a little tripod, and just have my fun. I don't go and buy anything. I just go shoot some pictures. Have a great day.
Okay. Right. Well, Holger week's over, and
it is.
And has it been successful?
I think it was successful. I mean, anytime we get more photographers and more photographs, it's always a success.
Yeah. What are the stats then compared to previous years, roughly?
We got 254 photographers and we got 715 photos.
Wow.
So that is quite a bit. Now, all of the categories actually got less than they normally would, but then we added a new category, Holga Effect. And that category took off by 88 photos just by itself.
I hadn't realized that. Because I've got the screen up on my iPad with all the different categories across the top, and I just seen that effect. Yeah, I hadn't even noticed it was a new category.
It was a new category, and apparently people loved it enough to jump on board with it. So, light leaks, doubles exposures, anything that's kind of unique to what you can do with a Holga.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can see. Some doubles, some leaks, some other weird things going on. Anyway, we're not here to talk about all those secondary categories, are we?
No, we're not. Of course
we're,
not.
I'm glad it went well, and you're doing a great job, by the way. Just to
thank you very much.
Big you up a bit. Although I think you said somewhere that it was kind of hard work and stressful, but it can't be really because you don't do any judging, do you? You just
well, see, that's great part that I don't do the judging.
No. So what is it that you do really?
Well, I mean, I do have to round up some sponsors, and I do have to make sure the website works. And
yeah.
And there's always that one person it doesn't work for. It's like, you know, it works for 100 people, but there will be that one person it doesn't work. And it's like, oh. It's like, why is it not working for this person?
Yeah. Do you still have to upload a selfie of holding the camera? I didn't take part this year, so I don't.
That is one of the rules I'm never going to get rid of. You have to have a selfie with your Holga. A lot of people take a selfie with their Holga. In other words, they'll go and they'll either do it in a mirror or they'll have somebody take their picture. I said, okay. No, I need to see you and your Holga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Good. John, have you... do you enter any of the categories for Holga Week?
Well, I for the first time ever, I bought a Holga this year. And,
did you?
I did. I bought a 120, you know, the wide one. And then I didn't get around to taking a selfie with it, so I never uploaded, unfortunately.
Well, you can just take a iPhone picture in the mirror of yourself holding your Holga camera.
That's, Yeah.
That's, you know.
Oh, right.
Okay. You don't have to... It doesn't have to be all analog.
The selfie does not have to be a Holga shot. I just need to see your pretty face and your Holga. That's all we need to see.
Okay.
If you've got to do a selfie, John, maybe don't bother. You know.
Yeah, I don't want to break the category.
I did it once, and it's pretty scary. Anyway, we're very pleased here at the Lensless Podcast. I got in touch with Corey. Remember him? And said, hey, do you want to help judge for the pinhole thing? And maybe come on as a guest or something. He said, yeah, I'll help judge. He says, but I'm not sure about the guest thing. So we still haven't got him on, but we've got another American on this week. So it'll have to do. So first of all, let me congratulate the winner and the, I want to keep saying runner-up, but it's not, it's honorable mention, isn't it?
Yes.
So neither of these two gentlemen can I find traces of in the Lensless Podcast Facebook group. I'd like to reach out to them and invite them onto the show. So, Michael, maybe you can furnish me with some details at some point so I can reach out to them, or you can reach out to them for me, whatever.
Pass them along.
To get in touch. But I had a few that I'd picked out of faves, and I'll talk about those in a moment. And Corey had... some similar ones, and we both agreed after a bit of to-ing and fro-ing that the winner would be Andy Gio of the UK for his picture called Creation of Eve High. I think it was just kind of weird. And a really good use of... I like pinhole cameras to document moments, you know. I like it when someone uses a pinhole camera to document something. And he's documented, you know, he's documented, I don't know if it's his baby, a friend's baby. He had another one in the category called Creation of Eve. Eve is almost here. Well... I think Eve is here because it's a baby in a crib. But the one, the winning entry was taken with a pinhole camera above his shoulder. He's wearing a hat and the baby's lying there, and it looks for all intents and purposes like she's waving at the pinhole camera. And that was our winner. So well done, Andy. And Andre... Is it Andre or Andres? I don't know. A-N-D.
I waffle back and forth all the time.
Yeah, we'll call him Andre. Gus Garcia, probably, because you've got to put a lisp in there. Rodriguez, maybe, from Mexico City. Andres, when we get you on the show, you can correct my pronunciation. You did at least a double exposure, maybe more, of celestial mass. There's a church interior. Some clouds, maybe some other stuff going on. To be truthful, that one passed. Sometimes, you know, it passed me by. And Corey said, "What about celestial mass. I said, oh, did I see that? And so we agreed on that. But sometimes, you know, I don't know what other judges are like, but you know, I'm going through these pictures and some I just sort of slip past. But it's only when you go back to them and study them and yeah, I see, you know. So it's a tough old job. It's a tough old job being a judge, and we don't get paid much.
That's right, you don't. And neither do I.
But John, you've had like 5 minutes to look through the list. I know that because you told me you hadn't looked at anything. So any others that leap out at you? Let's chat about a few.
Yeah, I was blown away with the winner, you know, the champion. It's just so subtle and beautiful.
Isn't it?
It's just, yeah, it is the winner. There's no question about that when you look through them. They're all wonderful, but that it just caught my eye. That, and there was another one. Let me see. It was the Hoga Nature, Time Gone By. It caught my eye as well when I was looking down earlier on today. It's like a car getting taken back to nature.
Oh, yeah, just above it, yeah.
Yeah, and then there was one that actually blew my mind. I was like, what am I looking at here? And it was by Eric Chen, and it was the Hoga Street, Hogaception. I literally...
Oh, not you're not talking about Pinhole now, though, are you?
No, sorry.
Okay. It's all right. No, you can carry on. You can keep talking about it, but I've no idea what you're talking about.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Those were the ones that caught my eye, you know, out with the Pinhole section. But that, the Hoga section is just, it's mind altering. I'm not sure what I'm looking at, whether it's a reflection or what it is, but it's just, whoa, fantastic.
And, Michael, other than the winners and the honourable mention, what do you have any other favourites amongst the list of Pinhole entries?
Well, the ones that catch my eye the most, and it's because they end up becoming bigger on the screen, are the people who have done the wide format, but they've turned it 90 degrees, and so it's vertical wide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's that clock tower on the edge there. There's some sort of canoe. I'm just kind of looking down through
there. Yeah. Yeah, that one caught my eye as well. The canoe,
and then there's the bridge that's it's showing the sprockets. Yeah,
yeah. Ross from Bowling Green, Ohio.
I'm going to attempt Mazupapa.
That's it. Yeah. So he was using the Hoga 120 WPC. See, I have that camera and I don't really use it a lot, and I ought to, really. I use the normal lensed Hoga loads, but I don't really use Pinhole Holgers an awful lot. But, you know, he's embracing the light leaks. Maybe it looks like that sort of effect you get at the end of a roll, you know, when you or the end of the roll, probably the beginning of the roll, when you first shoot, you catching a bit of light. That was probably... a bit of bleeding as you're loading the camera or something. Right. Almost looks like that. But he's done a good job, hasn't he, with the bridge?
A very good job. I mean, I do like the winner because one of the things I like a lot in photos is I like to see something that is moving. And, you know, the little baby moving, that's fantastic because it shows time. Because if everything is still and sharp, it's like, okay, this could have, you could easily overlook at it. And it's like, it is what it is. But when I see ghosts or blurriness, it's like, oh, now I know what I'm looking at, you know?
Yeah, me too. I think that's one of the, we've spoken about it many, 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 many times on the Lensless podcast. It's Pinhole's kind of unique. Well, it's not fully unique, but it's kind of intrinsic to the process. This capturing large chunks of time. And you know, you can have a picture of anything, and it can, with some pinhole cameras, it can be really sharp. And you think, well, is it just a slightly not out of focus, but you know, some a lens film that isn't quite sharp, or is it a pinhole camera
image?
So I quite like it when pinhole images are really, you know, obviously done with a pinhole camera because it's capturing that chunk of time.
But the other effect that you kind of keyed me into, because I had a photo that I actually had it turned into the sun, and I'm like, oh, I got these light streaks all over it. Yeah. But now I look at those, it's like they're so uniquely pinhole. Like I'm looking at Rene Vonk's photo of the sun star. I mean, he's got it perfectly centered, and it's got those, you know, radiations of the sun coming out, and that's beautiful.
It is, yeah. And I think we're also when you come into photography, you're indoctrinated by the inside of the Kodak film box, aren't you? You know, stand with your back to the sun over your shoulder, and you know, it gives you some exposure guidance with Sunny 16.
Yeah,
don't point it towards the sun. But yeah,
you know, I was doing that today. I was trying my hardest to avoid pointing anything at the sun, because I much as I love lens flares when looking at them in other people's photos, I've never quite liked the look of them in mine, strangely enough.
What, pinhole with the solar flare effect? Do you not like that?
No, I try my hardest to avoid it. But, you know, I'm really drawn to, there was another image that drew me on the pinhole, and it was the, as Mr. Holger said there, the vertical upright, and this one was Christopher Sebring, and it was the electric steel. That's just
okay.
Really,
yeah, yeah, he's he did well last year, didn't he? Forgive me, Chris. You either won or you were an honourable mention. You were one of those. it was the guitar and the swirly lights last year.
Oh, is that what he had?
Yeah. So he obviously, see, this is where you're falling down, Chris, like Rene does. He thinks that he understands what we like, so he does it the same the next year, and then we're too smart for that. We don't fall for it
because you've seen it.
I would have fallen for it. That and his sunflower field, I would have fallen.
Yeah, So Chris Sebring, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Again, he's using the Holger wide pinhole camera, and that's interesting. So he electric steel Bethlehem. But he lives in Nazareth. It's all very biblical, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's photographing with his Holger wide camera with Ektar 100, the perfect color film for pinhole photography. And he's got this steelworks, I think. And then all these weird lights going on, isn't he?
Yeah. It's as if he's painted it.
Yeah, well, he probably has. He's good at all that sort of stuff. If you look back at his entry for last year, John, if you look at the gallery for last year, you'll see some other very creative use of double exposures with lights. But Chris, it was all last year. You can't do it 2 years running and expect to win. Oh, dear. No, we love it. We love you, Chris, and you've been on the show, and we'll try and catch up with you again at some point. And I've just seen another one that kind of overlooked, but Richard Munro of Trinidad. Oh, he's in Trinidad and Tobago. So a very sort of another one that's easy to overlook. It's a person on the beach in the water with some of those lovely solar flares. But that's just a lovely little image, quite like that. And the other one which caught my eye is another previous winner, I think, Ana Lourdes Hernandez Flores. Ana Flores, she's been on the podcast, and she did, I think she was honorable mention. She did a couple of years ago, it was a sort of Day of the Dead face mask or something. She does lots of paper negative images and bits and bobs like that. But Anna's been on the show, so if folks want to dive back in and listen to that, it's probably a year or two ago. She did this one, Doll's House, which I'm guessing is... Oh, yeah, no, it is. So it's she's using the Holger wide, but again, she's... Is it a paper negative? I guess it is. John, help me out here. So she says it's Holger wide pinhole camera, but with Ilford multigrade resin coated.
Yeah.
So she must have shoved, I think she shoved a bit of paper into her Olga. She does a lot of paper negatives. I think it's mostly what she does.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I've been on the show. There's a real depth to the contrast in that, you know, in that image, the one in the dog's house. It's rather cool.
Very striking, isn't it? It did leap out at me. It did leap out at me.
Yeah.
But there's no reason why folks can't win 2 years in a row. No reason at all. But she, or be, you know, be up there 2 years in a row.
The only person who can't win 2 years in a row is the champion, because they are immediately disqualified for the next year.
Oh, are they?
That's the only person. Everybody else can apply again.
Okay. And is that grand champion been announced as well? Was that announced?
Oh, absolutely. Champion was announced as well. That
was that?
I'm going to zip up to Damon the page. Campbell. That went to Damon Campbell in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Okay. And what is that the one that got most popular votes from folks out there? Is that how it works?
No, so the last year's champion selects the new year champion.
Oh, okay. Right.
Now, you know, they can, you know, I stopped even telling them who the category winners were. I'm like, hey, just go pick from all of them. You find your champion. And mm-hmm. I kind of, you know, because I don't want to limit them and I don't want to sway their vote. I want them to find the photo that they think is the best.
Yeah. Okay. And what does the grand champion win? What did he win? He or she win this year?
They're going to get a gold Holga, which I've already gussied it up and painted. And as a matter of fact, I just need to get a little nameplate slapped on it, and I can ship it out.
Mm.
All the we're going to try and put together T-shirts for all of the winners, and mm-hmm. so they can you know, it'll say Holga Week 2023. It'll put all the winners on the back, that kind of good stuff. So. The biggest, you know, we're trying to get away from having big sponsors. We'd rather have regional sponsors. So hopefully regional sponsors will encourage their local folks to participate in Holga Week.
Yeah. And are you encouraging sponsors from different countries?
Yeah. I mean, so we had this year we had Analog Wonderland over there in the UK. Mm-hmm. Old School Photo Lab up in the Northeast.
Oh, yeah.
We had Lone Star Darkroom in Dallas. We had Legacy Photo Lab in the Fort Worth, Dallas, Don's Used Photo. We had Photo Deox Pro, which is up in Illinois. So a little late to the party trying to get more regional sponsors, but I'm, you know, over this year, I'm going to be working on them. So hopefully I can get a lot of people from a lot of places, because I'm going to look at the stat here. We had 24 countries, and it would be great if we could get 24 regional sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Well, that's all super stuff. Yeah. So it's carry on then. You're not giving up. You're carrying on. It's going to be Holga Week 2024.
Holga Week 2024 will be the 10th anniversary. So, and I do highly encourage the pinhole category, because, you know, that's, you know, it doesn't get as much as the nature and the Holga Street categories, things like that. I mean, there's a better opportunity to get yourself noticed, because there's fewer photos.
That's true. Yeah.
And, you know, there's more control over a pinhole camera than there is a regular Holga, which shoots at 1/100th of a second. You can't do anything about it.
That's true as well. Yeah. Okay. Just going back to the entries, when I was communicating with Curry over sort of shortlisting and things, one that I also loved was by another UK guy, Wayne Gill of the West Midlands, and it's just imaginatively called Tree. Now, it's Ektachrome 100, so that's a slide film, expired 2003, and it's a silver birch, probably, amongst a load of greenery. And it's, again, it's one of these images that's very easy to overlook, but I think it just exhibits a load of sort of painterly qualities, and that's because it's a fairly long exposure and the leaves are blowing. But I think the colors are just deep, subdued, autumnal type colors. And so Wayne I really like your tree picture. I suggested it as one of the sort of shortlists, and Corey didn't respond, so I guess he didn't like your picture, Wayne, but I did. If it's any consolation. The other one I liked that Corey clearly didn't was the one of standing. There was a picture of some standing stones in a weird colour. Carolyn Kennett of Helston, and Helston is a wonderful place down in about as far south in Cornwall in the UK as you can as you can get. There's a wonderful microbrewery there that makes and a pub called the Blue Anchor, and I think that's the name of the brewery as well. And they make a beer called Spingo. There's one pint and you're Spingoed. And so Helston is a lovely little place, long way down in Cornwall. And she did this photograph. Have you guys seen this? It's a kind of green colour. I think she's probably done a bit of post-processing jiggery-pokery on it. In Pinhole. Carolyn Kennett, Nine Maidens of Light. So she's gone to the Nine Maidens in Dartmoor, which is a small group of standing stones which are quite close to the road. I've tried to photograph them before, and they're not very big. They look quite dumb. This is the thing with Pinhole, isn't it? You can make things appear to be really big.
If you get close to them.
Yeah, of course. And so she's done. I think she's done a cracking job. It's right into the sun. And the sun is right in the middle of the picture, almost, and the rays are coming out from the sun into the image, and then she's got the standing stones. And I know it's foam of pan, and it has a green, it has a green, all that green nonsense, anti-halation comes off when you wash it. That is probably coincidence, but this has got a green tint to it, the whole thing. Have you guys found this picture, or am I just whittling on here?
No, I see it right there.
Carolyn Kennett. I don't know. There's not many, John. If you'd have done your homework instead of being out for the day. No, you didn't. Looked at these about 5 minutes before I...
No, I did not.
I can see your nose growing longer.
Well, I can assure you it's not.
Andrew, in John's defense, he doesn't have the judges page that you have.
No, I'm not looking at the judges page. I'm just looking at the gallery.
Honestly, I can't see it. I've been through them all on Pinhole. I can't see it.
That's all I'm doing. Yeah, I couldn't get I couldn't find the link that you'd sent me, the judges page. I'm on the Holger Week 2023. Welcome to the Holger Week 2023 gallery. We hope you enjoy this year's Holger entries. I selected Pinhole, John, and then
yeah.
All right, so there's a clue for you. The first page has got Chris Sebring. The very first picture is his clever one. Then we go through it, and it's going to keep going down, and at the bottom, oh, this is tedious, isn't it?
I'll do the technical stuff, Andrew. Right, see if you look up at page NO equals right in the link. What does it say there? What number?
It doesn't say. I can't see what you're talking about. So I'm on the second page now.
You're on the second page, right?
Okay, yeah. Well, so now it's got that bridge picture, and yeah, and it's got the clock that Michael alluded to, and it's got celestial mass. It's at the bottom of page two, nearly at the bottom, not quite at the bottom, but towards the end of page two.
I see it now. Yeah. I see it now.
Phew.
Phew. Yeah. I found it. Praise be. Oh, yeah, I have found it. Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah. So,
Scotland.
Carolyn, you were up there in my judging. Corey didn't have the time of day for you, apparently, but I thought it was really well done. It's not in Scotland. It's in Dartmoor.
No, well, she's from Helston, but it's Cal in the Shadows. It's Lewis in the Outer Hebrides.
No. It's not. It's Belston, Dartmoor, UK, says here. Nine Maidens of Light. This is...
That's not at the bottom of my page, too.
Right. Well, the first location is where she's from. The next location is where the photo was taken.
There you go. So, Belston, Dartmoor, UK. It's not Scotland. Not everything's about you, John.
Honestly, there's one there from Caroline, right?
Yeah, well, maybe she's done two.
Yeah, maybe she's done
two. I'm looking at the green one with the sun in it.
Well, there's a black and white one as well.
Okay, there we go.
You said it was at the bottom of page two. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, I forgive you. Lewis. Okay. Yeah, but there's no sun in that, so that's the Scotland one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So, yeah, she's done the standing stones, but the one above it, a few above it, right, which is... Oh, there's one there from a guy who lives just down the road from me in Huntingdon. Wes Schaefer. Hello, Wes. I'm assuming there's not another. There's a Huntington in Yorkshire. So, Wes, you're just like 7 miles. Wes, Caroline is just above Wes's picture of the Arc de Triomphe. So, it's the green Nine Maidens image. John, are you there yet? We've wasted about 10 minutes you trying to find this picture.
Well, it's only been 7 minutes. Come on now.
So if you go up from the...
It was the Analog Wonderland winner.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Let me just check, because I remember seeing it on that.
Oh, okay.
I seen it on the... I think it was the video.
When you say it's the Analog Wonderland winner, what do you mean? Yeah.
So that was one of the regional...
regional sponsor winner.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So she actually did win something.
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, well done, Caroline. It is excellent. It was that one and the baby waving one. They were my two that I put forward as... winners and honourable mentions, and Corey also liked the waving baby. But Carolyn, yeah, well, I'm glad you won something, because I'd had you right up there with as a tough call between that and the waving baby, because I think you've done a cracking job. And when we get you on the show, we'll ask you about the green toning. And,
we'll ask you where the green came from.
Yeah, it's form of fun.
Yeah, so it must be green, mustn't it?
That's some really bad water.
Yeah, that's what it is. I did see that one on the video, so that's why I remembered it.
Oh, all right, I've not seen that, so you've done a bit of homework then. Just not...
I did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right, okay. Any others then that we want to talk about before we change the subject?
I like Nancy McDonald's.
Nancy McDonald's.
Yeah, so you can spend half an hour trying to find that.
Give me a clue. What page is it on? What page is it on, John?
Page two.
Oh, dear.
You only have like three pages. Which one from Nancy? The
Sitting Amongst the Thyme.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Something draws me to it. You know, it's really cool. Mm-hmm. Not quite sure what's sitting in the time there. It looks quite, you know, kind of demonic. Looks like a little gargoyle or something. Yeah, it's a gargoyle by the looks of it, but it's really cool. I love the colours on it and just the way it's framed.
Oh.
Yeah, it does look like a gargoyle.
Oh. Have you found it yet, Andrew?
I have, yeah.
Oh, so here was me trying to put you on the spot and that, you know?
I like the inclusion of the little red flowers on the wall as well. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, we like that, Nancy. Well done.
That's another thing. When people want to stand out, whether it's pinhole or any other category in Holga Week, shooting in color normally stands out, because a lot of people shoot black and white a lot.
Yeah. And again, you see, we deliberately shied away from the color trend this year and went back to black and white. So you can't second guess the judges in the lensless category, you know.
No, you can't.
But you're quite right. The use of colour is not so prevalent. But there's quite a few in this year's entry, though, aren't there? To be fair, so they're obviously catching on to the fact that colour is a good eye catcher.
Mm.
I like Eric Epskamp Harbour Stand. Okay, you know, it's a sort of a pinhole, what we might call a pinhole record shot, really, I suppose, but done on pinhole, and it's just a load of pumpkins and stuff, you know. But again, I love the colours. Lermachrome turquoise, that's why it's standing out, yeah. So that's that's an unusual one to see in Pinhole, I guess, because, you know, not so easy. Maybe the data's not, I don't know whether Loma Chrome Turquoise exposure details are in the What's It app, you know, don't know.
I just did a quick count there. You have 54 total pinhole shots, all the pinhole shots. 24 were color, 30 are black and white.
Yeah, so it's getting it's
pretty close to 50-50.
Yeah, I'm sure that's higher than previous years.
I love Ken's flowers as well. They were really nice.
Is that the dahlias?
Yes.
Yeah, that was another one of my shortlisted ones to Corey. And he did, Corey didn't ignore you this time. He did say, yeah, I like Ken's flowers as well. But that's really well done. Chris Sebring has done some great flower pictures as well. If you go back to the when we interviewed him a while back, He did those ones where he's putting the pinhole camera pretty much on top of the flowers, you know, or underneath them, so they're pretty much in contact. And a few people have done it as well, but he was doing it. Some of the earliest ones that I'd seen were from him. This isn't quite in that genre, is it? But again, Ken is pretty close, clearly, with his camera, and he's done Cat Labs Film X. Is that, well? That's color film, is it? Is that film Cat Labs Film X? What's that?
I thought Cat Labs was black and white.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I thought it was.
Yeah. Maybe he's made a print and hand colored it. He hasn't, has he? So we don't understand what that is, Ken, but maybe we'll catch up with you and you can tell us if it's just a typo or Cat Labs. Are Cat Labs doing a film, a color film? I don't know.
Just looking. No, Cat Labs X film is a black and white.
The mystery deepens.
A little bit of a
color. Oh, wait a minute, I found one. I'm searching the internet here. Cat Labs X film. It's a
right. So I wonder what that is then. Let's have that normal discussion. Yeah,
it's a bit. $13 for a roll of 120.
From where? From Canadians. Canada. They're yeah. Canada. They are Canada, aren't they? Cat Labs. Sure I think they are. Yeah, because they do the support for Jobo processors and stuff. Same. Mm. I think it's them, isn't it? Is it obviously Cat Labs? Sure, it is. Yeah. Sure, they do. I've reached out to them before when I had a problem with my Jobo. They helped me. Mm. Don't think I'm making that up.
And apparently, it's a unique color film emulsion offering superb sharpness, soft tones, and a beautiful, vivid color palette.
Well, it's certainly vivid, isn't it, based on Ken's pictures?
Yeah, and looking at the ones on the website, it's pretty vivid. It's pretty cool. I may try and procure some of that.
Yeah. Is that our friend's Analog Wonderland? Does it appear on their site?
I don't know. I need to have a gander and see if it does. Probably anyway, not more expensive than $12 or $13.
You know, they've got some good prices at the moment. While you're looking for that, I just want to do a couple of shout-outs. I'm a member of Moni Smith, another former guest, been on a couple of times, I think. Postcards from Afar. Either of you print and make and send postcards?
I print or postcards, but not film, not photography postcards.
Okay. Are you familiar with Moni Smith's little group she runs called Postcards from Afar?
I think I am, yes. I'm familiar with it, yes.
So you should sign up. It's really good. And you don't have to send a postcard through the post. For instance, in an envelope a week or two ago, Wendy Chapman, another guest on the show, sent me a card with a picture of an archway, a natural arch by the coast, which I'm reliably informed was somewhere on the south coast, and I did know the name of it, but I've forgotten. I want to say Doodle Door or something. It's something like that, and I've got it. And I've just
Dirtle Door.
Yeah.
What? Dirtle Door.
There we go.
That's the right pronunciation, but
Doodle Door.
Let's just call it Dumbledore. Why not? You know?
Yeah. So Wendy sent this lovely picture of Dumbledore Arch, taken with a. Wendy, I can't read your writing. It's all kind of like you. I know you're not a doctor, but you should be with your appallingly bad handwriting. But it's a lovely picture. And you also sent me two a postcard. The Kennet and Avon Canal 2023 with a guy and a horse, a little postcard. And then you've sent me another picture of some sheep. Anyway, it's a delight and a pleasure to receive postcards, because the way this thing works is that you say you get an invitation from Moni once you've registered interest, and that site Elfster, you know, that gifting site, that secret emulsive users for his secret film Santori thing. So you get an invite from Elfster saying your victim or the person has been drawn who you're sending your picture to. So you send a picture to them, but they don't send one back to you. They send it to somewhere else. So it works, you know, you don't know who's sending you one, but, and it's very good and very clever. And I always send a picture from the dark room that I've made. And I deliberately put a stamp on it and send it through the post, because I just love the idea of, postcards, you know, going through the hands of all these posties and things. And the other one I received was from Maureen Bond, another active member of the Lensless Facebook group. And she's clearly used some kind of commercial site, which is called My Postcard. I don't know if you've heard of this, because it's American, I think. So she sent a stamp. That's interesting. I don't know where this company is, because the stamp on it says Guernsey Post. I don't know. But Maureen is definitely in the USA. She says, so I'll read this, because unlike Wendy's, I couldn't read your handwriting, much of it, Wendy. If I read it out, I'd butcher it. But I'm going to read Maureen, because she's used this commercial site. And on the front of it, there's a split image, right? Two, you'd like this, John, because it's two panoramic images, mm-hmm. One of some mountains and one of some rocks. And underneath it says postcard from afar. So this is obviously whatever My Postcard is. It's the number one postcard app. Oh, there you go. Free download. My Postcard. So this is an alternative. If you don't have a dark room or an access to making postcards, this is good. So it's got my name printed on. And then you can type in your word, your letter, and it does it in like as though it's written in handwriting. So it says, "Hello, Andrew from Los Angeles, California. The two photos on the postcard were taken with the Holger Pano using turquoise film." Oh, okay, yeah, I thought there was something weird going on with the colors. In the Mojave Desert. Wow, I'd love to. Have you been to the Mojave Desert, Michael?
No, I don't get out to California very much.
Okay. I do like this film. Yeah, I've not shot with. Have I? Yeah, I have shot with a turquoise. Yeah, have you shot? Have you used turquoise? Either of you?
No.
The Lomography turquoise.
No, not yet.
I've just got some negatives that I developed a little while ago, and I'm thinking I'm going to try and make some prints in the darkroom, but it might blow my mind trying to work out what they should look like. I haven't approached that yet. She says, "I do like this film. I'm looking forward to using more of it." Oh, so she's very kind. She says, "Your photo work has inspired me for years." Thank you. Thank you, Maureen. "I'm always amazed what I see coming from you via prints, frames, and your thoughts." They're not that deep, Maureen, I can assure you. I hope the holidays coming are good to you, and that the new year ahead brings you fresh adventures and some positive challenges that you will share with others. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Maureen Bond. Well, thank you, Maureen. That's lovely. It's always good to get see how personal little things like that are. Well, it's not that personal, because I've just shared it with the rest of the Lenses podcast world. But you know, getting a print through the post was, which actually has got a stamp on it, and, you know, with some nice little words on, and it's just lovely.
Well, first, Maureen Bond, she actually is the Holga Nature winner this year.
Ah, is she?
And it, you might have that photo that she used. I'm not really sure. It's of the Mojave Desert in Loma Chrome turquoise.
Oh, okay.
So it is a very, very lovely shot.
Right. It's okay. Well, I didn't know that. So what am I looking at? What, which category? Nature.
This is Holga Nature.
Yeah, I haven't actually got the winners on here, but I've got.
If you're at the top of the page, mm-hmm. there's an awards button.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
Yeah, that one caught my eye.
Ah.
I didn't even put two and two together that it was Maureen.
Right. Okay. So this is interesting. So I've now clicked on the awards. Right. There we go.
And I've made your life so much simpler.
Yeah, you should have told me that about an hour ago. That. Damon Campbell. Oh, I love that. That's good. Kodak Gold. Angela Moreland, Holga Effect. Oh, that's good as well, isn't it? Oh, I can see why they've got awards. And someone with a clock in his eye. Oh, that's him. That's our honourable mention. Andres Garcia Rodriguez. Holga Effect, Time Perception. Very clever, matey. Maureen Bont. There we are. Ooh. So it is that picture. So I've actually had it sent through the post. So the colours in my postcard are not quite so vivid as the submission, but that's just the way it's been reproduced. But it looks particularly lovely on my iPad. Road less traveled. Yeah. Anyway, we'll forgive the spelling, Maureen. But it's a lovely picture and a fantastic, otherworldly result from using Lerma Chrome. Turquoise. I've used Lerma Chrome purple as well. Maybe it's the Lerma Chrome purple that I'm thinking of.
I have used the purple. I have not used the turquoise.
Yeah, there's the latest purple. I think is slightly more, slightly less sort of desaturated. I think it's a slightly different version. But they're very good. I like what Lomography does. I'm a huge fan of all things Lomography. Holga Nature, Time Gone By. That's a car. That's the one you were talking about, John, isn't it?
That is, yeah. And you, cool,
I didn't know there was a page where I could just look at all these things.
Yeah, Andrew, I did my research, you know.
Clearly, yeah. Just and Andy's in there. Oh, look, there we are. All the winners. And, yeah, there we go.
There was another one with Richard Monroe, which is Richard through Facebook. He's a great portrait.
The portrait, yeah. Well, of course, the Holga is just superb. I mean, it's my favorite use for the Holga.
Since we're here, I'll share the shortcut, which is just holgaweek.com/awards, and it takes you right to this page.
For folks listening, you mean?
Yeah, for folks listening. You're already there.
I know I am, yeah. Well, I did get confused. Yeah, so this is like the best of the best, isn't it, this page?
These are the winners.
Yep.
Holga Street is an upside. Holga, wow.
These are the ones we spoke about in the video, Andrew, that you didn't watch.
Yep. And Carolyn is there.
Todd is going to be hurt that you didn't watch the video.
I watched bits of it.
Yeah.
You watch just long enough for me to say really nice things about the Lensless podcast, right?
Yeah, that's all I need. Just a bit of a bit of bigging up, and then I'm gone.
I was talking about you and your darkroom classes you know.
Oh, I have to go back and listen. I didn't hear that.
I was propping you up there.
Were you? Thank you. It's very kind of you. Yeah. Scott Payne, that's lovely as well, isn't it? Holga Nature, foggy morning on the Great Miami River. Wow. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Okay. Right. Well, listen, guys. What have you? Either of you got anything interesting to share with us before we sign off for the show?
For me, just the 10th anniversary of Holga Week coming up next year. So that's, you know.
Is that? That's not 10 years since you've been in charge of it, is it? Is it? Or is it?
No, it was started by Holga Jen in 2015. We got 4 years later. So we had just done this for the last 5 years, but it will be the 10th year in 2024.
So I haven't heard or seen from Holger Jenn with that handle, unless she's sort of, you know, on any of the socials. Is she? She's still
She changed it. She changed her handle from Holger Jenn to, she does other things. She now goes by her regular name because she does other artsy photography type things. And she just didn't want to be linked just to a Holger.
Just to Holger. Unlike someone who just calls himself Mr. Holger.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine. And I shoot other cameras. I'm okay with it.
Okay. Do you appear anywhere else as like Mr. RB or something?
No, I don't. Life is too short to make too many aliases.
Okay. Yeah, well, congratulations on taking Holger Week and really driving it forward. I think, as I said, you do a cracking job.
Thank you very much.
And yeah, did you move house? Was it this year or last year?
Oh no, it was this year, and that was the hard part. We moved about an hour away from our house, down a little bit more south of Dallas. So now we're here on the ranch.
Okay. Because horses are the other big sort of thing in your Mrs. Holger's life. Is that right? Horses?
I have to get up in the morning and feed them.
Do you? Do you have to clear out their shit as well?
I try not to, but yeah, eventually that happens too if you feed them.
Yeah.
Well, the exciting part is I've got a shop now. And so I was just donated a darkroom sink, and hopefully I'm going to be setting up a little bit of a darkroom in there.
Excellent.
You know, darkroom / studio / woodworking / whatever it is I want to do out there.
A proper man cavey hobby place.
Very much so.
Okay. Well, we look forward to hearing how that goes over the weeks and months. John, how long are you in Dumfries for?
I was here till Thursday.
Any other plans? Where else are you off to then for the week?
Oh, no, we're just going to stow about here. I've got my latest James Gurin camera, the circular one,
the pipe bomb.
No, I'm not going to call it that, Andrew. I'm not going to get down that road again. James's camera, and I've got some lovely Adox art film I'm going to put in it.
What film was that? Sorry, Adox what?
Adox art. It's one of the art series from about 10 years ago.
Okay.
I have most of them kicking about, but I do love using them occasionally. They're from the old FK emulsions.
Oh, is it right?
They're literally dripping in silver. They are just so good. So I will begin out with that. Hopefully.
Dripping in silver. That's a lovely expression.
Yes.
I had a stack of the FK 127 film. And that was just lovely as well.
Nice. All the films were beautiful. They're just so rich. I wish Adox would bring them back again.
Well, who knows? We've got the other interesting announcement, which I have to say is being drawn out a bit by Ilford, is this announcement, isn't there? Are you over this announcement, both of you? The one that's coming, is it the 1st of December? There's something being announced by Ilford.
Oh yeah.
What do we think it is? Do we know what it is? Some people know, don't they? Analog Wonderland knows. I just don't know if you guys.
I have to recuse myself because I actually know.
Do you? Ooh. Go on, tell us what it is.
I can't.
Go on, tell us.
A promise is a promise.
Oh, he's singing the NBA.
Okay, so is it
now? Mind you, I only know because of my connection. So, and I promised I have to behave myself.
Yeah, so it's the latest thing was a picture of it was an orange background, so that got people thinking it was a color film. We don't want any more we don't need any more plastic crappy cameras, really, to be truthful. So we hope and pray for a film, something that we haven't seen for a while, maybe, whatever that might be.
Yeah, I'm all for, you know, kind of like, as you say, that type of camera, Andrew, but I prefer it to be reusable. I don't like the single use ones.
Yeah, well, most of them that have been released recently have been reusable, haven't they?
Yeah, they are.
The one that's tempted me has been the Lomo Apparat. Is that right? Is that you? Yeah, that looks a really fun and quite interesting camera.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Apparat. Nope. Yeah, go and look up the Lomo Apparat. It's been out a little while.
I'll look it up. Somebody gifted me a Ricoh RX 50 the other week there, and I took it out, and it's really, like, superb. Really nice wee camera.
I picked up for 12 of the British pounds a while ago, one of the original Vivitar ultra wide and slim things off the charity website. And I've had some cracking results with that. I've not really shared much, but I find it's just a tad, I'm frightened of breaking it. It seems so, so delicate, you know? And so I was, I saw an email from Chroma Camera just a couple of days ago where he's toying with the idea of a pocketable 35mm camera with his that single meniscus lens thing that he has, you know.
I saw it. Yeah,
yeah.
That looks cool. I like things that you can put in your pocket.
Yeah,
that's why I stick with a pinhole now, because I can put them in my pocket and carry them on the way. Nothing.
Yeah. So, what film is it? Did you say, Michael? It's been released by.
I don't remember saying.
Darn it! Well, we can try.
That was a good try.
Okay, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, we'll catch up with both of you as co-hosty type people as we progress through the coming months. We'll see if you're both willing to come back on in either together or singly. I don't know if I can deal with both of you at the same time.
insults never have been here, you know, like terrible. Yeah, I'm always happy to come on.
It's a bit like we had this news program, Michael, in the UK called Have I Got News For You? And
I like it.
The regular host got kicked off because of some, I don't know what he did. Anyway, he, now they have a load of guest hosts, don't they? So,
yeah.
And you never know. Corey might come back one day. Then we don't need guest hosts. But
to kick us off. All right, I like that.
Yeah.
So just to give you notice. So we'll thank you guys for being lovely sports and agreeing to, you know, come on and do some hosting with me, because it's always nice to have a bit of. A bit of banter instead of listening to my own voice all the time.
Sounds good. Just give me a shout.
Same. Will do. Okay. Well, maybe when we get Celine on, and the other guy we're going to have on is the chap who got accused of submitting AI photographs to to the Lensless podcast. Facebook group.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I never saw that. Oh my, I missed the scandal.
Yeah. Oh, there was all sorts of that. At some point, there was like pitchforks and you know, and wanted to roast him at the stake.
No way. Is it still there?
Yeah, you have to go look on it. Yeah, it's goodness me. And they were very creative. Pinhole images made using models, cardboard models, very intricate. And people said, I've studied that picture, and that person's got six fingers. So it's an AI image, but it wasn't an AI image.
There's so many amateur experts now, aren't there? Hello.
Yeah. So I was very cautious and said, well, they do look, I don't know what they are, but they do look very interesting. And, we didn't react to the pitchfork clamour to have him banned.
I'm going to look that up. That's intriguing.
I'll there we go. Yeah. So it's there's a whole load of chatter between me and the other admins. It's handmade pinhole tin camera. There we go. That's it. It's I can't find it. Anyway, you'll see it once if you go back in the thread, you'll see all the controversy with pitchforks and things. But he's agreed to come on the show, so we'll have one or both of you on when we have him on. All right, gents. So lovely. Thank you very much, and I'm going to go and warm up and have something to eat.
lovely speaking to both of you.
Yeah.
Thanks, John. Right. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye now. See you again shortly. Bye.
Later.